From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. When property owners in commercial neighborhoods want to clean up their block, they sometimes turn to creating special tax districts. These districts use tax hikes to pay for aesthetic and safety improvements. But what happens when you cut out the public from having a voice on those taxes? KBIA's Christopher Husted looks at what's happened in Columbia's controversial Business Loop District and what's irked locals about the process.
When you enter the city of Columbia on Business Loop 70, you're greeted with a five-lane road lined with car lots, fast food joints, and commercial businesses. It's been decades since many of the buildings have been updated. Some people here say the Business Loop is like the doormat you wipe your feet on before entering this college town.
You know, as people travel in to the university, which is one of our most valuable assets, this is what they see. And it's not the picture we want to paint of our community.
Tom May is the chairman of a board hoping to clean up the area by creating a community improvement district. For the Business Loop, that means new landscaping, burying power lines, and
just things like crosswalks, just public safety in general, lighting, any of those type of things.
To create a community improvement district, or CID, property owners along the loop organized and drew a boundary to designate the space where new taxes can be proposed. Their plan was to increase their own property assessment and raise the sales tax to bring in about $250,000 of revenue annually. The money would all go towards sprucing up the outdated commercial strip. Columbia City Council approved the formation of the district in April. Fourth Ward Council member Ian Thomas was one of the two dissenting votes.
The one piece that I felt was missing in the way that the organizers went about it was that they didn't take enough community input from people that would be impacted by it.
On top of that, the property owners drew the boundary for the district to exclude any of the residential parcels of land from being included in the district. This was done for two reasons. The first was they didn't want to ask homeowners to increase their property assessment. Executive Director of the district, Carrie Gartner, says that would be unfair to homeowners. The other more controversial reason is if there are no registered voters actually living in the district, the property owners can levy a sales tax without a vote of the people. Locals accuse the district for intentionally gerrymandering the district lines. Dan Cullimore is president of the North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association, which touches the southern border of the Loop District.
My elementary and junior high school history taught me that we fought a revolution in order to, among other things, have no taxation without representation. And this gerrymandered CID district is exactly taxation without representation.
Cullimore says the neighborhood is made up of working class residents with about half renters and half homeowners. He says these are the people who will be impacted most by a sales tax increase at the shops and grocery stores closest to them. The shape of the district slices around city blocks, cutting out homes and apartment complexes like a jigsaw puzzle piece. Judith Stallman is a professor at the University of Missouri who specializes partly in community development. She says cutting out voters is a preemptive move community improvement districts can legally do.
You know, you do not know until you hold a vote whether citizens would vote for it or against it, but the presumption is that citizens might vote against it, and so you just eliminate that risk.
Stallman says this allows a community improvement district to act as a workaround of the Hancock Amendment, which says that in Missouri, taxes can't be levied without a vote of the people.
It is somewhat ironic that we will not allow an elected official or a set of elected officials, such as a city council, to raise taxes without a vote of the people, and yet we will allow unelected business owners to raise taxes without a vote of the people.
But state statute does grant the property owners the right to levy their desired half-cent sales tax. That is, unless a voter appears.
Hello, I'm Jen Henderson.
23-year-old Jen Henderson is a registered voter and a senior at the University of Missouri. She lives and works at a temporary housing complex for out-of-town patients undergoing health treatments. Today, she points out the businesses around her home, starting with the Salvation Army thrift shop right around the corner.
Across the street from there is Head Motor. We've got U.S. Bank, Sherwin-Williams, Parkade has many businesses inside of it. JJ's Cafe, which I love going there.
After the SID was drawn, she popped up as a registered voter in the district, to the surprise of everyone. Carrie Gartner, the district director, reached out to Henderson. She told her about the goals for the district with money that would come in from the half-cent sales tax, a tax Henderson could give the thumbs up or thumbs down to. It looked like she'd be the sole person to decide. Here's Gartner.
The overall belief, though, is that if everybody who uses the loop pays a little bit of money, you can pull that together and really make great things happen.
It sounded like a good thing. You know, the tax doesn't sound that expensive. Business loop definitely seems like it could use some help. And then I did more research.
Henderson says the shape of the map is what made her think something fishy was happening.
When I saw the district plan is when, like, I knew that they purposefully excluded residences from the vote. And basically by mistake, I was the only one.
In contrast, when Columbia's Downtown Community Improvement District was established in 2011, property owners had to include voters in the conversation because so many residents lived within the boundaries. Carrie Gartner also led that district in what's generally accepted as a successful venture. But because the Business Loop District excluded voters, it soured the relationship with its neighbors. The board also postponed a vote for a sales tax hike. Then, a few weeks after Henderson was discovered, a KBIA investigation using advanced mapping tools found 13 additional voters registered in the district.
I think everyone's very uncomfortable with the situation, and rightly so. It's unanticipated.
Gartner says the district is now in a $110,000 hole due to mostly legal fees it had to pay to get the district approved. And without the annual sales tax revenue of more than $200,000, it will only have the property assessment revenue coming in to pay off that debt and make improvements while paying the district director's salary.
I'm not very optimistic that we can do... Oh, I absolutely know we cannot do everything we talked about with $50,000. It's just not doable.
In the meantime, Gartner says the board is looking at other funding options to meet its commitments. Speaking on behalf of the board, Chairman Tom May has also recently backtracked on statements made by some board members to the Columbia Tribune about their intention to cut out voters. He said the district was merely meant to include the parcels of land that sit directly on Business Loop 70.
It didn't matter what size the parcel was or who was in the parcel or anything like that. It was a simple matter of these are the interested people in the Business Loop.
Ultimately, many involved in the Business Loop fiasco want the neighborhood to step out of the 1960s and shine like it ought to. The manner in which this all went down has left many wishing for more public involvement, something the Missouri statute does not require. Resident Jen Henderson, whose discovered existence got the snowball rolling, says she hopes the situation shines a light on the sometimes problematic process of community improvement districts.
I don't think community improvement districts are... bad entities, you know. I mean, the district downtown, you know, we've seen a lot of cool things happen from that. But I would like to see everyone have a voice in this.
It's not yet clear whether the postponed vote will happen, and if so, when. The district board has said it is reaching out to all 14 registered voters to hear their ideas on how to improve the Business Loop. The neighborhood associations say that's a good step, but it will take time to build back the trust between residents and property owners. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
From KBIA News, I'm Sarah Shariari.